Let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of each and every heart, be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Scorn. Jesus started speaking in scornful insults again. See, this was kind of sport for Jesus. Not exactly, but he had done it before. Listen from Luke 11, 37 to 44. While he was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him, so he went in and took his place at the table. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not first wash before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you're full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? So give alms for those things that are within, and see, everything will be clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and herbs of all kinds, and neglect justice and the love of God. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love to have the seat of honor in the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without realizing it." It's not really nice. He wasn't saying kind things to the Pharisees. And then in this reading, well, he talked about Herod. He called him a fox. You see that? "Go and tell that fox for me. Clever like a fox?" Maybe. "Crazy like a fox?" Oh, perhaps. "Good looking like a fox?" No, that didn't compute in Jesus' time. That's a colloquialism for a modern time. "Lowly, slinking, not a lion like a fox?" Yeah, that's probably the one. Jesus wasn't paying any kind of respect to Herod. He was sending a message, one that may or may not reach Herod through the Pharisees. It was that Herod was a weak excuse for a ruler who couldn't do anything without the emperor's okay. If the message did reach Herod, Jesus was in trouble. If it didn't, he was still in trouble because he just scornfully insulted someone that the Pharisees thought was important. Message sent. But then, something equally as important and not delivered so much to the leaders who would hear later, but to the ones who were listening right then. Jesus went from prophet to pastor, just like that. He lamented. He spoke with anguish about Jerusalem. They had a puppet ruler. They didn't listen to God's prophets. They killed them instead. And he wished he could gather them all up like a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Not necessarily just to protect them from a slinking fox, but also to help them to experience what was truly important, love and community. And he lamented that they just weren't willing. They were willing to be scattered, where the fox could pick them off one by one, but not gathered under the hen's wings. Gathering implies, you know, at least a willingness to be together, to work together. A few weeks ago, I saw a cartoon from my second favorite cartoonist, my second favorite drawer, you know, because we have an artist in residence at the congregation. But my second favorite, David Hayward, it was inspired by Jesus' words in Luke here. Only a few words are different. This is what he says. "O church, church, you who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often I have desired to gather you all together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." Some wonder if Jesus just wanted the brood to gather against a common enemy, the fox. But if that was the case, do you think he'd use the warm, nurturing, loving, and feminine imagery of a hen? If you're going to team up against a common enemy, why not use a lion or an eagle? Those are the good old Testament images to help build up confidence for the people to rise up with power and violence against a common enemy. But look, that's not the way Jesus does things. Jesus wasn't and isn't the warrior who comes to wipe out the enemy and set things straight. Jesus comes in care, in peace, nurturing, and loving all. Jesus' example reminds us that God's love for all is extraordinarily patient. It reminds us that coming together and living out unconditional love is the plan. Hunkering down and planning a stealth attack or an all-out offensive or anything to do with takeover is not. Threats of violence lead to violence. Anger, seeking revenge, and easy access to weapons is a recipe for tragedy and terror. It's not a theory. We see it all the time. We saw it this week. We must gather. Be together, not against a common enemy, but for the common good. Here's what we're gathered for. We're gathered for helping those in need, for comforting those who have suffered loss, for feeding the hungry, for being merciful, for advocating for justice, advocating for peace, showing hospitality, living unconditional love. I know that Jesus didn't have kind words for the Pharisees or for Herod. But Herod and the Pharisees weren't outside God's unconditional love. They also did not show good examples of living out that love. And folks, we're not just gathered here to rest and to hope for things to be better. Remember that we're a people of prayer and action. I can't just preach.
Every day I wake up, everything is broken. Turning off my phone just to get out of bed. Get home every evening, history's repeating. Turning off my phone, my chest. Heaven knows I'm not helpless, but what can I do? Can't seem the use of me crying. I'm not even trying to make the change I want to see. I can't sit and hope, I can't sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. Falling to my knees, though I do believe, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Oh, oh, I can't just preach, baby, preach. All I hear is voices, everybody's talking. Nothing real is happening, cause nothing is new. Now when all is tragic, I just feel sedated. Why do I feel so numb? Is it all I can do? Oh, heaven knows I'm not helpless, but I'm only human. Can't see the use in me crying. I'm not even trying to make the change I want to see. I can't sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love. All I see is pain, falling to my knees. And though I do believe, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Oh, 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 I can't just preach, baby, preach. Heaven knows I'm not helpless, but what can I do? Can't see the use in me crying if I'm not even trying to make the change I want to see. I can't sit and hope, I can sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. Try to do the things I say I do believe. I can't just preach, baby. I can't just preach, baby, preach. I do believe. I can't just preach, baby, preach.
Let's actively live out mercy, peace, justice, hospitality, and love. That's how we're strong. Amen.